19, 20 ago, Uncle Bud beat the devil out of Cotton Eye Joe. Uncle Bud.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. That's the Sylvies family band, Louisiana to Chicago. They live near Chicago now. Who needs Lollapalooza when you have the Sylvies in the studio? Thanks, you guys. What a wonderful story. A family band. How many pieces do you have in tonight? 10? I looked around the room. We got 10.
Last count.
10. You got everybody on board here?
Everybody's in. All family's right. In. Anybody.
And that's Janine Sylvie, who did the vocals on that.
Yes, I did.
Right? And we've got on the mic Gary Sylvie, guitar and vocals.
Yep.
Thanks for helping us put together. And the patriarch, Armand Sylvie, the dad.
That's dad.
I've been calling you dad.
Yeah. So, dad.
So this is great. I mean, three generations of Cajun music. Cajun?
Well,
tell me what it is.
Creole.
Creole?
Yeah, it's Creole.
It's
Cajun
a mix of Creole.
And tell the listeners what the difference is between Creole and Cajun music.
Well, Cajun is southern Louisiana. And Creole is more northern Louisiana,
yeah.
So don't confuse a Cajun with a Creole. We might have to do something to you.
Or they might call themselves Frenchmen, too.
Frenchmen. Yeah. Gone Frenchmen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And tell us about that, Uncle Bud. Tell us about that song that you just did.
Written by Buzu.
Yeah, I think
Buzu
Chavis.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right.
You did the
clean version, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was a dirty version.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't, version. No, we're a family band.
Yeah, no.
We don't do that stuff. But, yeah.
I was telling you before we went on the air, I go to Jazz Fest every year, and I've been over by Lafayette and all that, but I'm not too familiar at all where you're from. So tell us about the Cane River country and the family's roots.
Yeah, I was born and raised on Cane River.
And
that's near Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Yeah, it's near Natchitoches. Mm-hmm.
And where's that?
90 miles from Shreveport,
okay,
Louisiana. And we were raised on a plantation, cotton plantation, picking cotton. And then I left there when I was 18 years old, came to Chicago.
And like many migration stories, you came to Chicago for work?
For work, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. And what part of the city did you settle in, and where did you find work at?
I studied in Chicago, and I found work right there in Chicago.
What part of Chicago?
On the near northwest side.
And what did you do for, what kind of work did you find?
The first time work I did, I was working in a factory doing welding.
Okay.
Butt welding, they call it.
Oh wow, that was in the Amy Goose segment, Dan. Then did you take the music with you? Were you playing down there?
No, I started playing. My brother played guitar when I was little, and he always had his acoustic guitar around the house, and I started making a few chords.
That was Uncle Tiny.
Yeah, my uncle, my brother, and. I didn't really start playing until I came to Chicago, really.
And how'd you start? I mean, did you play around the house? And yeah, how'd you segue into clubs? And
no, we played around the house for a while. And then the guy that wrote this Rockwood Pecker song, we started playing together.
Okay, yeah, we're going to play that a little bit. That would be Nat Cowdy?
Nat Cowdy.
Nat Cowdy.
Yeah, we started playing that together. And we played a lot of bars and nightclubs for long time.
In Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago.
And what was the scene like? I mean, what kind of, where did you find outlets to play this type of music?
Mostly country bars.
Mostly country bars.
Country bars, yeah.
And there were a lot of country bars then. Yeah, there's not so many now.
No, not now, but a lot of country
bars. So where were they? What neighborhood were they in? West side, north side?
In Cicero, north side, west side, all over the place.
Hodgkin, you were playing out?
Country bars
Hodgkin,
all over.
Illinois, yeah.
They were all over the place.
All over the place, yeah.
Wow.
And then I stopped playing for a long time when my kids started coming around.
We played
and
in the house.
And then I started up with them.
Okay, so that's a big swath of time. So when did you how many kids do you have?
Six.
Six kids. Mm-hmm. So what's the range of kids in age?
Oh boy.
I just turned 60. I'm the oldest. Ooh,
okay.
And, all right.
Okay.
And how old is Jackie? 53? No, we have one sister who's not here. Hey, Jackie, you're singing in the radio. You better be.
When you talk, Jenny, when you talk family band, that really struck a chord with me. How do you describe a family band to people?
Just a music of celebration. Just family music. We call it river music, Cane River music. Just a good time music. We do blues. We do some Zydeco. A little swamp mix, pop mix.
Yeah, we do some of everything.
We do a little bit of everything, but we put a little bit of our own twist on it. Like that last song we did was a Zydeco song. Usually that's more of an upbeat, but you notice we do a little downbeat because
right,
we have the blues in us, and that's just how we do it.
Yeah. So. Why don't we keep the family thing in line? Who all do we have here? Why don't you introduce everybody? Vocalist first.
Well, I'm Janine, and I'm a vocalist.
Janine,
my sister
Sylvie.
Kim. Kim.
Kim Sylvie.
Kim Sylvie.
Okay.
Tammy Sylvie.
Right,
yeah. Gary Sylvie.
Yeah.
His wife Janet back there.
Janet, how are you?
Their little girl here, Alice.
Alice, how old are you?
I'm almost 13. I'll be 13 tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Alice.
Having a big party tomorrow.
And then behind me we have
my brother Danny Sylvie. And then we have Matt.
Matt Jurett.
Matt on drums.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have Earl. They're not family, but they are kind of family now.
We moved in.
Yes.
Because, you know, I mean, when we talk to country artists, we talk about just the blood harmonies of stuff like the Leuven Brothers or the Everly Brothers and some of the just something about family singing. Mm-hmm. Can you all elaborate on that a little bit, what it's like to sing with family members?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty natural. It's pretty natural because we've been doing it for so long since we were little kids. And
I know what's coming out of your mouth before you. It even comes out of your mouth.
It gets to be kind of telepathic.
Right. I know what he's going to sing before he even sings it.
Yeah.
From years. And we grew up with that. Dad played guitar, and I remember Mom would go shopping, and we would learn a song. By the time she came home, then we had a new song for her. It was fun.
Dad wired up my ukulele. He put a pickup on it and taught me that a doon, da doon, da doon, so he could practice his leads.
So, Dad, when you got the band back together, I mean, when did you start, about what years was it when you decided to go out and start playing again?
Oh, golly.
I was in high school.
I was 19. Yeah.
1977?
Yeah.
So it's about 40 years.
Yeah.
40 years.
Wow, can you believe it?
And then, so where'd you find gigs that time around?
We were playing weddings.
Mostly. You were playing weddings?
Mostly weddings, yeah.
And we threw our own dances. We threw a lot of dances.
Weddings.
Yeah. Whatever we could book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So dances and weddings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in talking to you and setting us up for tonight, you do like some church stuff? I mean, like
we do church festivals,
bazaars and
things
festivals.
Like that.
Yeah,
But we were doing some bars back then too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Played the country circuit.
Yeah, we were doing some bars along with everything else.
Yeah.
So I mean,
those are long hours, though.
So there's places. I mean, I read your bio. I mean, the Palmer House. You played there. Cubby Bear, Southwind Saloon. Yeah. Talk about some of those gigs.
Those were interesting.
Yeah.
What were you doing at the Palmer House?
I can't remember what we were doing there.
There's so many.
It was some kind of, I know there's so many.
Was it some sort of a celebration?
Yeah,
what was that?
Kind of, it might have been a graduation or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember the Cubby Bear, and that was a lot of fun because there were a bunch of yuppies there, and they didn't know what to make of us. But by the time we were done, they were all dancing, you know. And that was a lot of fun.
That's kind of the story with us. We go somewhere, and no one knows what to make of us because we're a family band. But in the end, they kind of like us. We hope.
And so, I mean, you do have some CDs out. I mean, some of your covers. I mean, Born Under a Bad Sign, mm-hmm. Honey Hush, Proud Mary. Talk about how you pick. You know, cover material. Uncle Bud is on here.
Mm-hmm. We just pick songs. How do
you pick songs?
Like.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter what genre it is. We just, if we like it, we play it.
Right. But we'll do it one time, and if we all have a good feel for it and we think we're having fun, it's in.
Yeah.
That's how we pick them.
Different kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Right, right.
But you put a Louisiana spin on it.
Correct.
Yeah.
We put our own spin on everything.
Yeah. And it says all songs recorded live at the Bayou North Studio, LaGrange Park. So
that's my brother's basement.
Who knew? Yeah, LaGrange.
So that's my little project studio where I've recorded all that stuff you have there.
So Bayou North Studio, LaGrange Park.
Yes, that's what
we're
calling.
Do that in your basement.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now I learned about you through our friend Gene. It hangs out at the Sunrise there in Ukrainian Village. Mm-hmm. And tell us about you. A lot of you lived in the Ukrainian Village neighborhood before you moved out to LaGrange Park.
That's pretty much where we grew up.
Talk about that migration.
Well, Gene and Janine.
We went to school together. Yeah. So, and he's been a good family friend for many years. So he's...
Gene here?
Yeah, Gene. He's a good agent. We don't have to pay him. That's awesome.
So how long did you live in the Ukrainian Village area?
Oh, gosh, Dad.
Dad just sold the house.
56 years.
56 years I lived
Dad
there.
Dad was there.
In Ukrainian Village.
The same place.
Well,
same
it's Westtown. Right?
Westtown.
Call it Westtown now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. And why did you decide to leave the city?
It's getting too crowded.
Yeah.
Too crowded.
Yeah.
He lives around the corner from me now.
Really?
I can really throw a rock in his city. House.
It was a big building. It was hard to handle. You know, 3 stories building. So... Now he's got a nice little lawn, and he's a suburbanite.
Yeah, I'm a suburbanite now.
But we're in Chicago all the time. My sister Kim still lives in Chicago, right back here.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Mm-hmm. So what have been the challenges keeping the band together? You're in the third generation. Would you like to see this continue? You want to come on the mic?
Come on over here.
Yeah. What's it like to sing with the family?
So much fun.
Yeah.
I always brag to my friends about how we have a family band and we play all these cool gigs. They think it's pretty cool.
You think it's good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break from some commercials. We'll be back with more of the Sylvies after this on WGN.
You told me once that you loved me. Told me once you'd be mine. You told me once that you'd love me. Oh, want you to be mine. I want you to love me. Oh, love, oh, love, till the end of our time.
The Sylvies. That's Armin J. Silvey on the actually from the CD Night Before Last that came out in 2000. And I was looking here. That was recorded at Gary's little studio in Berwyn.
Right. Moved.
Yeah. Who knew there was such a... It's like the old Brill Building neighborhood. A lot going on in Berwyn and the Grange Park. So, Armin, that's I didn't know that. Tomorrow, 60 years?
Yeah, 60 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So tell me how you met your wife.
Oh, it's a long story.
Well, we got about 2 minutes.
I came. My uncle lived right next door to her.
Okay.
And she was in a convent when I met her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, did you write, is that a song on this CD?
Wait, she was a novitiate. She was a novitiate.
She was in the convent when you met her.
Yeah, and she was home on vacation, and I was visiting my uncle, and that's how we met.
Mom says he was throwing matches at her.
And they were lit.
No, they weren't lit, were they?
No.
Oh, they were lit? And so
where was that at?
On Augusta Boulevard in Chicago.
Right here. Mm-hmm. Right on Augusta Boulevard, yeah, probably over by Ukrainian Village.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what is your wife's name again?
Judith.
Judith. See, mm-hmm. So what are you going to do tomorrow? You got a birthday to celebrate.
Well, it's her birthday.
So what are your guys' plans tomorrow? What are you
going to? We're going over by. They're having a birthday party by.
We're going over by the studio.
Yeah.
We'll have a captive audience. So.
60 years. That's great. Yeah. When did you do this? You did the CD a while ago.
Yes. When did I get? We did that.
You know, I don't know. It was just kind of a side project that Dad and I started doing, and it just kind of took off, and we just kept working at it and working at it.
This is what really hooked me. I mean, when you dropped it off at the Sunrise and stuff, and I was listening. I was telling some friends, there's a little bit of a Don. I don't know if you know Don Williams was.
Oh, we love
a little bit of a Don Williams sound to this and stuff.
It really
is great stuff. Can people find your music? I mean, do you have a website, a Facebook page? Plug away.
Yeah, thesylvies.com. You know, we'll get it up to speed. Right now it's a little behind. But yeah.
You know, Dan, a friend of the show, Bill Fitzgerald, he does a lot of music like this at Fitzgerald's, and I think he'll after he hears this segment.
Irwin?
Yeah. He's talking about selling the club, but I think after he hears this show, he'll... Have you ever played there?
Not yet, no.
Yeah, well, he'll change his mind after he hears it.
All right.
So you're going to do a couple more songs after David Jennings in the news. What I want to do is we'll talk about when you come back. I'm really looking forward to this. Woodpecker Rock.
Yeah.
You've been rehearsing this.
Yes.
This was, and I did not know this. This was recorded at Chess.
Yeah, Chess Records. Yeah.
Chess Records. Mm-hmm. Woodpecker Rock.
Woodpecker Rock.
Okay. All right. So don't go away. We'll have more of the wonderful Sylvies after David Jennings in the news on WGN.
Radio Theater
in the air,
dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind.
WGN Radio Theater,
a special 3-hour presentation
with Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
Saturday, it's The Mysterious Traveler, The Charlie McCarthy Show, and Under Arrest.
On Sunday at 11, it's Gunsmoke, Philo Vance Detective, and The Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show.
All right, well, I'll be there, will you?
Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 2.
I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. I founded a Silver Lining Foundation in 2002 to raise awareness of early detection and eliminate cost concerns. Do you live in the greater Chicagoland, Evanston, Elgin, or Rockford areas? Are you a survivor who needs follow-up testing? We're here to help, and it's free. If you called us last year, it's time for your annual mammogram. And again, we're here to help, and it is free. Life is tough, but getting a mammogram isn't. Call us at 312-345-1322.
720 WGN, this is the Nocturnal Journal. More with the Sylvies coming up after the news. The news at 10:30, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Here's David Jennings.
Gary police are looking for two suspects involved, they believe, in the shooting this morning of a man in a sandwich shop. It was deadly. More than 450 people in prison in the U.S. for terrorism-related charges, and over the next few years, many of them are going to be released. The question, is it something we should be worried about? A 15-year-old boy, one of five people authorities believe were part of a cell phone store robbery in Munster, has died. He was shot by a Gary police officer after the robbery. Three others in custody, one still at large. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Things are heating up, and that could cause some stress on your hair. Violetta Padre Medic here to tell you how Ovation Cell Therapy can help you keep your hair happy and healthy during the hot summer months. My hair went from dry and brittle to silky and smooth. Ovation Cell Therapy is clinically proven to repair over 75% of split ends and reduce breakage in just one use. Buy a full system for best results or get started with just the cell therapy treatment and use it between your own shampoo and conditioner. Right now is a great time to stock up on Ovation products because Ovation is doubling your value. The Ovation 6-item summer essential set, still available for a limited time, includes the must-have Ovation cell therapy treatment and is specifically priced to save you over 50%. And you'll be thrilled if you're a new customer because right now Ovation is doubling your new customer discount for double the savings. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and be sure to select WGN Radio and Survey at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember, select WGN Radio at checkout.
WGN Sports, Cubs beaten the Nationals this afternoon, 7-4. They'll play again, 1:20 the start time. Boston beat the White Sox in Boston 4-1. They'll play at 12:35 tomorrow afternoon. The Fire beat New England 4-1. And the Sky took care of Atlanta 91-86. WGN traffic getting a couple of slow spots out there on the inbound Kennedy. O'Hare to downtown right now is running at 23 minutes. The outbound side is 18. Express lanes about 9 minutes each way. On the Ryan, 95th to downtown 17. The other way, it's only 14 minutes. Express lanes about 5 minutes each way. Little slow on the Ike inbound. Wolf to downtown is up to 21 minutes. On the flip side, it's 15. Lakeshore Drive, 24 minutes from Marquette down to Hollywood. From Hollywood heading south to Marquette, 24 minutes. Stevenson, 57, the Skyway, Bishop Ford, Eden Spur, and all the tollways doing just fine. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app, approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, mostly cloudy tonight. Slight chance of showers during the overnight hours, low 65. Cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers tomorrow, up to 72. Cloudy, a chance of showers late tomorrow night into Monday, and 63 for the overnight low. And partly sunny on Monday, chance of morning showers and a high near 71 degrees. Cloudy and 70 at O'Hare, 73 at Midway, at 68 in Kankakee. Barometer steady at 30.03 inches of mercury, 73 at the lakefront. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm David Jennings on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, 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 rock, woodpecker, let it rock.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720 with the Sylvie's Family Band. I mean, in this day and age, I just like talking about family bands, the meaning of family, family staying together, family doing stuff like this, you know? It's really
a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you can come by anytime and play. Yeah, come on, I know you play some instrument or sing.
I used to play stand-up bass, actually.
All right.
Look at that. Long.
As long as you wear those blue all-stars, you can play.
So I want to kind of deconstruct Woodpecker Rock. So tell us about that song. That was recorded somewhere I saw in my notes. And it was came out in Chess in 62. But what do you know about it, Armin?
Well, we started a band together, my cousin and I. And we started writing songs, and he wrote this Woodpecker song. I didn't think it was the best song that we ever played. But that's the song they chose to record.
And that was Nat Cootie you're talking about.
Yeah, Nat Cootie.
Your cousin.
Yeah, my cousin.
And where was he from?
He was from Louisiana, same place.
Same place. So, and you were telling me during the break there, he came up to Chicago first?
Yeah, he was here first, yeah.
And you knew he was coming up to Chicago?
Yes,
and
yes.
So did he show you around? Tell us what that was like when you hooked up.
Yeah, when I first came up, I stayed with my brother, and he was living with his cousin. So we hooked up playing guitar. We first started out, he was playing harmonica, and I was playing the guitar. Our first job was harmonium and guitar, just the two of us.
Really, really. And was that all around Ukrainian Village, too?
No, yeah, right around there, too. Same place.
This is all before the empty bottle, right?
Yeah.
So now you played rhythm guitar on the recording?
Yes, right.
Was that done at Chess?
Yeah, at Chess, yeah.
What do you remember about the session? You know, we love talking about Chess and Chess history on this show. Mm-hmm. So what do you remember about that?
Well, we recorded a lot more songs than that Woodpecker Rock, but that's the one they choose to. And I don't know whatever happened to the rest of the song that we recorded. And after a while, the song just went dead. They played it on the radio a couple of times, and it just didn't take off. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
it's time to be rediscovered.
It was a little different back then. You know, it was a little payola stuff, you know.
Yeah. Do you remember the – I mean, did you bring in your own band? Was there a house band at Chess?
No, we had our own band, and the keyboard player was a musician from the studio.
Do you remember where the studio was? There were a couple different Chess studios.
It was on Michigan Avenue.
It was the one on Michigan Avenue. Mm-hmm. Did you see any of the blues guys coming in?
Yeah, Ramsey Lewis was recording that day we were there.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Did he hear Woodpecker Rock?
I guess he did.
Did he really?
I guess he did.
I'm wondering if there was like a dance craze where people to dance, like a woodpecker dance or anything?
No.
Stuff like that was going on. Yeah.
No, but my cousin just came up with this hey, woodpecker song, and
I think
we started
his mom
playing.
Used to do that around the house or something, right?
Yeah.
What,
Aunt Nucy.
Yeah. Aunt Lou. She used to sing that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think what the rockabilly scene was like in the early, let's say 62, 61, whenever this, was there a fertile rockabilly scene as far as you know?
Yeah, we were playing rock and roll music. We played a lot of songs by Chuck Berry and all the different artists like that. Fats Domino, we played their record, their songs. That's what we usually played most of it.
So that was, yeah.
Who were the other guys on that record? Al Matwire?
Yeah, Alan Matwire.
Gator.
He passed away. Mm-hmm. And Nat passed away. And the other two guys that were playing, I never heard from them anymore after a while. You know, they just scattered all over the place.
Now, when you play live these days, do you include that in your repertoire, or did you just work that up for us here on Nocturnal?
We will
on Nocturnal
now.
Journal. Yeah. No, it was great. It really was great. Now, was the flip side was Won't You Come Along With Me?
Yes.
What was that about? Was it a ballad, or is that a rockabilly
song? Rockabilly song,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. And you don't know what happened to the rest of these recordings?
No. The last I heard of a drummer, he was playing with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra.
Really?
Yeah, he was a drum instructor. And last time I talked to his mother, that's the last I heard of him. And the other guy, Tino Cavaletti, was an Italian guy that played with us. I never heard from him anymore, neither. So I don't know if they're still alive or what. You know.
Do you go back, do you guys, does the family go back to Louisiana much? Are there reunions and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about what that's like.
Oh, Cane River people.
Yeah, Cane. I want to get a little more.
You
in the
have not lived until you've been on Cane River. The most generous, warm people ever.
Beautiful people.
Yeah, Cane River is home to a lot of Chicagoans, and they migrate back every year for the festival. In fact, in October, St. Augustine's will have a church festival, and all the Creoles from all over, California, Chicago, where else? Houston? They'll all be there.
We're either going down there or
they're coming up here.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the population around there? Your hometown?
When I left there, the population was 5,280.
Yeah.
But it's a lot bigger now.
It's a lot bigger now?
Yes. Yeah.
And what's is it still agriculture? Or what's the driving economic force there right now?
Right now, I think it's mostly like corn. Soybeans, stuff like that. There's not too much cotton anymore.
Not much cotton anymore.
I know how you'll know Cane River. Steel Magnolia was filmed there.
We talked about that.
Steel Magnolia was filmed there. So you watch Steel Magnolia, you see the church that my daddy was baptized in and had his communion in. And a lot of the extras are Creole people in that movie. I love that movie. That's my favorite movie. Ask them, they'll tell you, oh, Lord, we have to watch that movie again.
So, do you play down there much? Do you go?
We haven't played too much. We played a meat pie festival down there.
Oh, we were going to do that song. Yeah.
We played the meat pie festival.
The meat pie festival was fun.
Yeah.
That was the first time we were on the radio.
Well, we were on the radio down there with the Meat Pie Queen. It was good. It was fun.
She had a big crown on her head.
So when is the Meat Pie Festival?
It's in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And when is
they had a stage right on the riverbank there where Dad grew up. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had the best meat pies.
And what do those meat pies taste like? What's in them?
You can do them with pork. You can do them with crawfish in them. They have lots of pepper.
Yeah.
Lots of pepper.
And so that's an annual festival?
Mm-hmm.
And what time of year is it? October?
September.
That was in September. So they have all kind of festivals down there. Mm-hmm. You know? My Uncle Doc plays down there still. He used to play with Dad, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you got gigs coming up?
Next one we have is Holy Rosary Fest on September 10th.
Yes.
Which
in
is
the
on,
city here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where's that at? What
it's on
is
Western
that?
And...
I don't know. I just jump in the van and you guys drive.
That's not far from the Ukrainian village. It's Holy Rosary, right across from Holy Rosary Church.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Wow. So, and what will you cover there?
We'll cover all kind of stuff. Yeah. We're going to do everything from Steppenwolf, the B-52s, Fats
Domino. You do Adele?
Yeah,
we're going to do Fats Domino. Mm. We're going to do all kind of, we do all kind of crazy stuff.
Armand, is there anything you won't cover? Like, I mean, how do you guys, there's three generations in the band. How do you select material? And do you have, being the patriarch, do you have veto power?
No, I don't really veto it. Uh-huh. If I like the song, we play it.
Well, then we have the Josh-o-meter, which is Dan Sylvie, my brother, his son, Josh. If Josh is moving around and jumping around, we know it's a good song.
We have the milkshake song. My milkshake brings all the boys.
which one is that?
we played that one time, and Grandpa, we thought Grandpa was going to veto it, but he was like, let it go.
Now I go along with most of it.
Yeah. Mostly if it feels good. If it feels good, we'll do it. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're really struggling or working hard or it feels like it's too, you know, too much of a pound your head against the wall, we won't do it more.
What was the milkshake song about?
We all kind of talk about the milkshake song. Yeah.
We did it for a very short period of time.
I don't think Mom was too fond of it.
Yeah,
really?
No.
They've rejected a couple of my songs.
And that's that was the next question. Original material? Talk about your original stuff. Garrett?
Well, we write them from just, you know, real life experience, and they just kind of come. And we throw them together, and it's kind of the same thing. If they feel good, we'll keep doing it. We'll keep playing them.
Yeah, give me a couple real life experience examples of songs you've written.
Well, like the
meat pie song documents our trip
down to the Meat Pie Festival, right. Which was kind of crazy. It was rained and it rained and it rained and it rained and it rained some more, and we played right through the rain with all our French Creole family in the mm-hmm. audience just
dancing,
partying away.
Dancing. So we wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
And we had a few little glitches that we wrote about in the song, too.
Yeah, we had a couple,
we had a couple glitches. That was okay.
It's a really long song, but we'll do a real short.
Oh, yeah. Give me another one. Another good one, original one you've done.
Let's see. Well, the latest one I wrote was kind of about Phil Spector.
Oh, okay.
And before that, I wrote.
Well, what was the Phil Spector one about?
Well, you know, just a song about the whole situation with
the trouble
Phil
he got into.
The trouble he got into, and more supporting the victim than Phil.
Oh, interesting. What's the title of that?
Oh, dang! What's the name? What's the title of that song? The Phil Spector song.
He may be listening. Who knows?
I hope. Yeah. Sorry, Phil.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break for some commercials, and then we are going to come back with the highly anticipated Meat Pie song.
Yeah.
We're going to do that? Okay, so don't go away on WGN's Nocturnal Journal with the Sylvies.
Rolling down the highway in a caravan.
97KZBN. It's all right.
Then what happened? Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal.
Is the sheriff, so that's when he shut us down, it was friendly.
So that's the Sylvies with the meat pie song on WGN's Nocturnal Journal with Gary Sylvie on vocals and Armand Sylvie on guitar. And what do you? When did that road trip take place, Gary?
Oh, what year was that? I should have had the T-shirt. I don't remember. It was a few years ago.
About 5-6 years
about
ago.
Five or six years ago.
What do you guys drive? I mean, you're all in one van, or how?
I actually had a caravan, and we all kind of drove in a caravan.
Oh, so
carrying equipment and stuff.
So how many were in the caravan? How many people?
Sometimes we have 5 or 6 cars in a caravan going down south. Yeah.
And how long a drive is it?
About 17 hours,
depending on how fast you go.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, right. And you stop? I mean, you stop for like a hotel?
Oh, they don't like
or do you
stop.
Go nonstop?
Like
yeah.
We used to go straight through, but we stop now.
Yeah, we stop.
Who makes the decisions on food and things like that? Radio? Who makes the calls on all that stuff on a road trip?
Well, Alice is a pretty good traveler. So
Alice?
Yeah. She's got her headphones on, so it's not so much a...
I'm listening to music the whole ride.
what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, I have everything on my phone from like Chuck Berry to Lady Gaga.
Do you listen to Creole or Cajun music on that?
Yeah.
You have some of them?
Yeah, I have them on my phone too. Yeah, Sylvie's.
The reason I wanted to, what's it like to sing with the family members for you? I mean, you're coming up in this, and I was watching you engage with them as they were singing and stuff. So what's it like as the youngest member of the band?
It's just a really fun experience. I just get to have a really good time, and I've heard it from people that I'm very mature for my age, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So, it's really fun. It's a really good time.
What grade of school are you?
I'm going to be in eighth.
Eighth grade?
Mm-hmm.
So do your classmates know? Do they say, I mean, do you tell them I sing with the Sylvie's family band, and do they ask you questions?
My close friends know, but not all of them. Not all of them.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you played, like, school events and stuff? Have they seen you live?
Some of them have, because we'll do a show at St. Louis, which is our church right by my house. So they'll come.
Now, where's that at?
LaGrange Park.
Oh, that's in LaGrange Park.
Right near mm-hmm. Brookfield
okay.
Zoo.
Oh, there. Right over. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you do shows there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do
now, shows. Would you like to pursue this as a career?
Oh yeah.
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 It would be awesome to be a singer.
And she has a beautiful voice.
She's very
yes.
good.
Yeah.
Well, she wanted to be in the band, and I said, well, you got to take piano lessons first. So she took piano lessons for 2 years before she sang with the band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she earned her, spot.
Yeah. What's it like with so many family members in the family band? What do you do when there's a family disagreement?
We argue like every other family. We do what every other family does.
Yeah. Yeah.
You make up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like some of these things.
Make
like,
a big pot of gumbo, and then everybody's hungry, and they eat together, and that's the end of that.
I mean, rock and roll is full of friction between at least brothers. I mean, I'm off the top of my head, I'm thinking of the Kinks, Ray and David Davies,
Oasis.
And the Oasis, yeah, the Everly Brothers. They always had, but you have your friction, and you move on, and
we don't have too many problems.
Yeah,
family thing.
Gary, have you written any songs about that? About family.
I'm going to now.
Yeah, right.
I'm already thinking of the first
verse.
Keep
me out of it. I don't want my name in there.
Well, this was really a treat. I know it was a big effort for you to bring the whole family down here with all the equipment. It sounded great. Gary, you want to introduce everybody again and say the roles?
Okay, where should we start?
Because I have no idea who these people are.
This is Janine Sylvie,
hello.
My sister. This is Alice Sylvie, my
hello.
Daughter. This is Tammy Sylvie, my other sister. This is Kim Sylvie. My other sister, they have other names, but they're still Sylvie's. Janet Sylvie, my wife. Mr. Earl Farrell back here, our keyboard player from Brookfield, Illinois. We call it from the swamps of
the
Brookfield.
Swamps, yeah.
Armand Sylvie, my dad,
yeah.
coming
Yay.
Out to play for us.
Thank you.
And then my brother Daniel back there, Daniel Sylvie.
Bass player.
And Mr. Matt Jurek on the drums back there, helping us out all the time. And we got to say hello to Josh Sylvie, our manager. We call Josh our manager. Danny's son.
And real quick, you got to plug your next gig?
Taste of Holy Rosary on September 10th. Right across the street from Holy Rosary Church on, I think it's Western.
Western and Grand, really.
Ohio. What?
Right off of Grand Avenue on Western.
I mean, yeah, like Grand and Western.
Really, really, you guys are great. You're fun to watch. I really recommend people to catch this thing.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvies. Thank you, Dan Long, for the production, and Aubrey Mumpower for the engineering. And we'll be back next week on WGN's Nocturnal Journal.
To the utmost.
This is your final warning.
If you think you want to hang, I want you to be with us.
You can listen all night long. It's free.
Hey, big news. I wish we had a trumpet, but we don't.
If you have no sense of humor, don't panic.
This may be the time for you to, turn on your white noise.